using the mechanism of austerity. And I have a few messages here. Paul Coughlin says, the Conservatives could cut the deficit without austerity. They just don't want to. Either that or they've bought their calculators from Derek Trotter, which is pretty funny. Derek Trotter is somewhat of a pseudo-economist. Oh, the whole economics thing is, you know, economist thing is really pseudoscience, so it's one and the same thing. And then I have a message from nicknamed, I'm not sure if it's a nickname or an actual name, but it's Trapped Spoke. And he says, she says, they are going to tax more of less. Genius. I think that is a sarcastic comment for those who have missed that. Then David McGill says, 11.3 million voted Conservative. That's a big 1%. I see what you're saying. I just don't know how you're relating it to this current situation. Okay, then he says another message from, I'll just read a couple more here. I'll try to make sure that I read all, as many messages as I can so I do not discriminate, if you will. I have a message from Robert Kuna. I dumped the Labour Party when I heard that they attend Bilderberg group meetings. Now we will see. Okay. Right, so you're clearly not in support of these ideas. And then Jeremy says, why would anyone of a sane mind believe that two angry old men who have never done anything, I think he's referring to, well, he's probably alluding to Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell. Why would anyone of a sane mind believe that two angry old men who have never done anything but hate the modern world and befriend autocratic dictators are now somehow blessed with such great vision as to be able to allocate capital in a more sensible way than the massed ranks of the private sector? We had state intervention, direction, and ownership in the 70s, and the result? The mini metro. Well, you know, one could argue that neoliberalism, because that's what you're alluding to, privatization, less state involvement in the banking, the financial sector, and any other sector, and purely just leaving it to the private sector has worked. But it hasn't for the last, as far as I can remember, from 1971, when Nixon declared to rid of the gold standard and the introduction of 1950s. Nixon came with the genesis of what they called the Bretton Woods system, which allowed a new system called the neoliberal system, which you're currently working under, where you now had the Blairite Labour, which was talking about center-left politics, close to the Conservatives, if you will, has worked, but it hasn't. We've been in recessions for every decade, the last 60 years, if you will. So, you know, maybe an alternative is needed. Maybe not. But that's just what one would argue. My last comment comes from Dan Holloway. Tories gonna get smashed with actual economics. Oh, okay. It's a slow game, but MMT is referring to this new team. And the truth about the reality of a government deficit or surplus, how it's intrinsically linked to our trade balance and the operational reality of our monetary system will leave them hanging with nothing but sound bites grounded in absolutely zero economic fact. Okay, well, that's a fair statement. But also one would argue that the Tories have been able to grow the economy up to the levels that we've seen. And global statistics have demonstrated that the World Bank predicted that the global economy will grow by 3.4%, of which it has actually gone down. That projection has been cut by at least 1%, which 1% or 2%, which it may be marginal, but it demonstrates that we currently are living in a very tight economic landscape. In the field of growth and et cetera. But what I like about what Labour is presenting here, which is probably where I would agree with you, is that they're presenting an alternative to the current politics. For example, their theme, you know, straight talking, you know, honest politics, which is something that we seldom see in Parliament. We seldom see in the world of politics today. So it's probably presenting a different narrative that might be needed to be seen. My last contributor here is Raphael, and he says, "What's going on with Corbyn and McDonnell, etc.? Right now, it is a very careful media manipulation of their true position. But for the past 30 years, they've made it very clear and plain where their true views and attitudes lie, and it lies in a hatred of our economic system and the politics of revenge. But since Corbyn became leader, there's been a clear switch to try to present a very different." We see a nice, reasonable person who listens and accommodates different views. But that's a load of nonsense, and the electorate knows it. Despite claiming to hate the spinning of the new Labour years, that's exactly what Corbyn and McDonnell are now doing in a grand attempt to con the wider electorate. It won't work. Great, but one could also argue that, you know, the Tories haven't actually quite worked as well. I mean, one of the comments that we had earlier was pointed to the statistics of the actual vote that they had. So there was minimal, if you will, the electorate that was actually engaged in this past election was not as great as normal elections are, because young people, for example, are disengaged. But we've seen somewhat of an awakening in the introduction of what they call Corbyn politics, where a lot more young people are more engaged, they're more interested in the game of politics. So maybe that may present a game changer on the side of Labour Party. We never know. But let's see how it goes as the Labour Party conference continues. That's the last comment I was going to read. But yeah, like I said, today we focused on Nigerian politics. It's been a concern of mine. Not Nigerian politics per se, but African politics as a whole. In the last few weeks, I have been focused on Zimbabwean politics, and we were talking about, one of the guests that I had was Professor George Shearer, and we went into the intrinsic political and economic matters of Zimbabwe. And I wanted to sort of see the other side of African politics. And so I thought it would be great, and also demonstrate that Pamtengwe is a international radio station that focuses on engaging all aspects, especially the current affairs show. We want to tackle any subject matter, no matter how difficult. Last week we were talking about homosexuality. The weeks before we spoke about religion. The new age of prophecy, and we had very interesting debates there. And I know you people, I know most of my listeners would love for a reintroduction of that subject matter, so we can continue that kind of topic. But today I wanted to focus on the country of Nigeria, which has had its independence from the, I believe it's the 1st of January, correct me if I'm wrong. I'm normally not. they've had it for, last year they've celebrated 100 years as a country, and this year they are going in, this year they've, you know, it's, they're 101, and they've been going, growing their economy, I like certain aspects of the growth. For example, the agricultural growth has been phenomenal, considering that they were importing quite a lot, I think, but they managed to cut it down from about, 7 billion to about, 5 billion or so, by domesticating some their produce within the agricultural sector. But if you look at even the arts of Nigeria, for example, the filming industry is now worth about a billion. But if you look back where it started, this is all to do with government policy concentrating and focusing on domesticating their arts industry, domesticating their in the sense of music, in the sense of movies, and so forth. And now the world is beginning to embrace that. So today will be my guest will help us sort of uncover what the actual politics of Nigeria is after the election. And I think the timing is great after the recent election, where they elected the current president Muhammad Buhari. And I just want to delve in with my guest what's actually going on at the current state, and what are the developments, what are the policies he's presenting, and we want to probe them. As you know, we are critical thinkers here, and I know most of my listeners are very dedicated advocates when it comes to learning and understanding complex societal issues. So that's what we will do today. We will look at the Nigerian economy. But like I said before, we're an entertainment show. As